These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends. Welcome back to our journey, day 92 out of a 100 days guided meditation challenge. Meditation for transcendence, that is, with our vibration here. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Raphael. I appreciate you and I'm so honored to be part of your journeys, to be with you every single day for the last 92 days. This is really awesome. So thank you so much for being here. Celebrate yourself. I would like to celebrate you too by offering you a gift of a 50% discount coupon during the entirety of this challenge for my course, Transcendence and Meditation, A Superpower for the Mind, Body, and Soul. It is a deep dive into meditation practices, techniques, and theories, and philosophies, and transcendence in particular. And if you're one of the first 100 members to sign up, 100, I know it's a lot, but if you're one of the first 100 members to sign up, which you probably will, you get a free one-on-one session with myself. We started already doing these one-on-one sessions, and it's really cool to connect with you guys on a more personal level. So thank you so much for all this. Let's start on today's meditation. Making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the session, approximately 20-25 minutes. Do listen to the meditation right until the end. After the meditation, I'll give you a prompt for contemplation, for reflection on an important concept of life, and we'll be using this beautiful energy that you've created, this space, this calmness, this stillness, to reflect on the important questions of life, on our existence, on our purpose, on love and more. And so listen to until the end, give yourself a time buffer so that you don't have to jump right after the meditation is over. You can also take more time to journal. Sit nice and comfortably, either on a chair, on a meditation pillow, directly on the floor, as you wish, as long as you're nice and straight, nice and tall, sitting with dignity, chin in, chest out, shoulders relaxed. We start the meditation by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anybody that you choose. It can also be to yourself if this is what you need right now. The way we do this is quite simple. We close our eyes, we put our hands to our heart, either in a praying position or palms of the hand flat to the chest, whatever feels more natural to you. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal, it is perfectly natural, it is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session, don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Let it go. Let it float away. Take your time to get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. If you need to move a little bit, move a little bit, but stay seated. If you need to stretch, stretch. Whenever you feel like it, take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. Stay right there. Get reacquainted with the environment around you. And I would like to give you a little quote to reflect on. Let me know in the comment section below how this resonates with you so that we can engage in a conversation. It's from the Tao Te Ching. He says, "My teachings are easy to understand and easy to put into practice. Yet your intellect will never grasp them, and if you try to practice them, you'll fail. My teachings are older than the world. How can you grasp their meaning? If you want to know me, look inside your heart." So as always, get different perspectives on this. Reflect on this on different degrees, with different angles. One way of seeing it really is some things, especially the important things, are impossible to understand intellectually. And this is also because we are stuck in a system of words. Words are systems, man-made systems, that are very limited. And to explain the infinite potential of the universe with words, it is quite hard. And this is why during these meditations we might understand things that we didn't before, because we go beyond thought. We transcend thought right to the source of thought. And when he says, look inside your heart, we can also interpret this as look to the source of life, to the source of thought, to the source of all being, which is pure consciousness, pure energy. Thank you so much for meditating with us today. It's been an honor to be part of your journeys. If you've enjoyed this meditation, please share it with a friend, anybody that might benefit from it. Check out the links in the description below for the course, for ways of reaching out to me. And subscribe to the channel if you're not done so already. See you tomorrow for day 93. Take care. Bye-bye.